Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston's Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
This is Cheryl Spencer, Special Collections Associate in the Thomason Room at Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University. Our talk today is about the Bedi Indians, early inhabitants of Walker County. Diaries kept by early explorers indicate that Indians hunted and lived in this area of the state. As early as 1749, the tribes in South and East Texas were becoming friendly with the Spaniards, who had established missions for them. It is estimated that when Stephen F. Austin and the other early colonists arrived in Texas, there were about 20,000 Indians living here. In the northern part of present Walker County lived a tribe called the Bedi Indians. The Bedi were members of the Atakapan tribe. The name Bedi means brushwood in the Caddo language. It is believed that this name was derived from the type of home they constructed for themselves. It was built by forming a frame with sticks or tree limbs and covering these with bark or animal skins. They became known as brush houses. This tribe was found along Bedi Creek, Americanized for Bedi, and Trinity River and other creeks in northern Walker County. There was a wilderness area with game and fish in abundance. It was a fertile land where they could grow their food. It has been recorded that they grew such vegetables as corn, potatoes, pumpkins, squash, beans, and watermelon. It is also recorded that Pleasant Gray and his brother set up a trading post with the Indians. Sam Houston, when he arrived in Texas, was still able to speak their language and had much sympathy for them. In reading journals of this period, we find that the Indians were frequent visitors to Huntsville, visiting with Sam Houston and their other friends. The town, creek, and road all took their names from the Bedi tribe. Founders Park at 10th Street and University Avenue has a sculpture of a Bedi family at the spring where Pleasant Gray established his trading post. The artists were Larry Zink and Monica Taylor.